see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. What is the Patriot Voice Radio Network? Many of you already know this, but I'm going to make sure that I explain it to people. This show, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy, been doing this show now for over 14 years. Last month, April, was our 14th anniversary of being on this microphone. The website, yourdefendingfathers.com, is dedicated to this show. It has a stream player on it, so when you're outside the listening area of the radio station, 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, you can go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and hit the play button. Even if we have technical difficulties and the radio station goes off the air for whatever reason, you can still hear me talking 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, on that website. In addition to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one and hit the play button, because the TuneIn app is also a phone app in addition to the website yourdefendingfathers.com. Now, on the radio side, the website WCHY, the call letters, .us. That is the website that has a stream player on it as well. So when I get done doing the show from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, we then go to the music. The 60s, the 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. A lot of businesses in Mackinac City, St. Ignace, and other places, at 12 noon, they start playing our music. They love the music. That crazy guy in the morning from 9 to noon, yeah, not so excited about him. But we definitely, definitely, definitely love the music. Well, in addition to the website for the radio station, WCHY.us, is a phone app called Simple Radio. Officer Rick loves the Simple Radio app. He's listening this morning while out on road patrol. Stay safe out there, brother. Well, You download Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R. Download the app on your phone and then search for the call letters. We're constant hits of yesteryear. WCHY. You can listen to the radio station on the phone app, the phone app, as well as the website, WCHY.us. So the two websites, the two phone apps, along with the radio station, make up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Different ways to listen to the show, different ways to listen to the music. And we greatly appreciate you guys and our sponsors for making it all happen for us. We got a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Moving back to Lansing, checking in with MERS News Service, some very interesting political Pundit Mondays. Mackinac policy is in the national politics shadow. Kind of an interesting set of questions that they ask the pundits as to what's going to be happening next week for the annual week-long migration to beautiful love our Mackinac Island. Lansing will completely empty out next week. They're all going to the island. Well, this prompted questions about this year's theme and feel and the expectations that may occur for the 2026 policy conference, which is actually in the long shadow of national politics, as well as the chatter of changing who is or who isn't going to be in elected state politics. Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce 2026 Mackinac Policy Conference will not include gubernatorial debate this year. But many of the Republicans and Democrats running are expected to make an appearance. Last year, 2025, the chamber threw its weight behind Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, prompting the very first question for four pundits. How does the Detroit Regional Chamber's endorsement of Mike Duggan change the vibe of next week's Mackinac Conference, if at all? Well, the first political pundit, Mario McMorrow, of Mario McMorrow and Associates, said Duggan is heading to the island as a serious force. Both sides, Republican and Democrats, are attacking him. And he's got everyone up in arms. You don't go after people that are polling in last place. The Mackinac Conference is his event to lose, and knowing him like I do, I don't see him losing. The Democrats have been hitting him from the get-go, and with the GOP finally to start to lean in on the attacks as well, it's very clear to me that Duggan has momentum with everyone on the island. If other gubernatorial candidates decide not to participate in this year's conference in a meaningful way, that's on them. And perhaps shows that they're actually scared of Duggan. My opinion, all eyes are on Mike. Stephanie Van Covering of Resch Strategies said the chamber changed the vibe the moment it endorsed Mike Duggan more than a year before the election. Now it arrives at its own flagship conference with polling showing Duggan slipping in a three-way race despite enormous spending and institutional support. That creates an unusual dynamic where the chamber isn't just convening the political conversation, but has become part of the story itself. In the past, Mackinac has always been a policy summit, part political family reunion, but this year, there's also an unmistakable, so how's that endorsement working out? Undertone hanging over the island as well as the event. Jimmy Green. I got to reach out to Jimmy and have him on the show. I love Jimmy Green, former CEO, president of the Michigan Small Business Association, now a political consultant, Jimmy Green and Associates. Jimmy answered it this way. I think it's a pretty good excuse for people who aren't well prepared, sources suggest that the fix is in. Just because of the endorsement of Duggan, you might have candidates on both sides of the aisle suggesting that there is bias in this year's event. However, I don't see that playing out at all. It'd be pretty feeble for somebody to suggest that the policy chamber is going to change as a result of their endorsement. At the end of the day, these guys and women all have to make a case for themselves, and going into an environment like the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce event is just another step in the process. Melissa Roy, principal of Roy Public Affairs. This is a smart political move for the Detroit Regional Chamber. It's also not the first time they put the chips down early for a unique candidate. Remember 2010? Well, the conference is its own beast. It's up to all the candidates to make themselves stand out and either be part of it and drive the vibe or choose not to participate. Now, the chamber itself, they select a theme for each annual Mackinac Policy Conference. The panels, ping pong ideas surrounding the theme, along with many other subjects. Well, this year's theme centers around housing. Number one issue, housing. Education, talent, and the big elephant in every room right now, artificial intelligence and data centers. Well, the theme of this year's Chamber's conference is a quest for common ground. What the heck is common ground this year in this political atmosphere? It's been marked only by disruptive behavior and attacks. Well, Ben Covering said, the strongest areas of common ground in Michigan right now are economic concerns, workforce shortages, affordability, trade uncertainty, and the need for long-term economic stability. Those are the issues where business, labor, and policymakers still overlap and can work together to make the state better. The challenge is that common ground can easily become a slogan people nod at cocktail parties. But unless it's tied to real-world pressures that families and employees are actually facing, the conference stays focused on pocketbook issues, then the theme would work. If it drifts into political branding, people will tune it out pretty quickly. Jimmy Green says, I think the common ground that we are going to look at and perhaps see is let's move Michigan forward. I think this is where it becomes interesting to me, because to me, you only get there when you bring back civility and focus on policy. Forget the personalities. Let's talk about policy with being civil to one another. Right now, the state is caught up in politics. It used to be years ago, it was all local. And politics, where local politics started it all, was where we were coming from. Unfortunately, we become more national. I mean that the Republican Party, which I used to belong to? Are you a Democrat now, Jimmy? Or are you an independent? because he's declaring right here in this story, did not know this, that he appears to have left the Republican Party. Well, they used a national platform phrase or positions that would trickle down to the states and even to local policies. That makes it tough to find common ground. When you're talking about Michigan versus the rest of the country, you got one side of the party, and I'm not suggesting that the Democrats have it right either, which is quite frankly why I'm supporting Mayor Mike Duggan as an independent. Interesting. I do see common ground on both sides of the party. I think the only way when you talk about common ground moving forward is to find people who aren't far left or far right, but having them move back toward common ground in the middle. That's called moderation. Roy, the other pundit, common ground is found when Michigan leaders commit to showcasing our strengths rather than shouting about our flaws. Michiganders are naturally pessimistic, and we don't need our leaders to double down on our deficits. I'm looking for strength-based leadership on both sides of the aisle. Kind of agree with that. Lastly, Mario Mauro. Common ground this year is going to be the political infighting. The Democrats are coming off their endorsement convention that saw them booing and showing open disrespect. And the Republicans are locked in a primary battle that isn't showing any signs of ending soon. That will lead to the worst political behavior displayed in years. I think a lot of people would prefer the common ground to be the people who are more focused on results rather than fighting. Mudslinging gets eyeballs. So we're going to have a really messy summer. Everyone seems to be out to destroy each other in the worst possible way. The Mackinac Policy Conference this year won't just take place during the midterm election. It is also during a time when politics on the national stage looms large and is in the mind of everyone in the state. I disagree. While there is a lot of stuff happening in Washington and the national level, President Trump involved in the war in Iran, peace in the Middle East, tariffs, trade deals, all the things he's got on his plate, I think they need to be focused on fixing Michigan. It's broken. And very soon, after 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer as the governor, we have to go in a new direction. I don't want Michigan to become California. Last half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.